Hello, raise your hand if you can hear me, or just say hi if you can hear me. So I see Jane, Steph, and Diane on. Hi, oh good,
hi.
Yay, it worked. Woohoo! I set it up earlier so that it just, okay, so Chet is coming on and she can listen but not talk. Okay, so too bad because I wanted you all to meet Chet. Chet is our new Practice Accelerator member. Some of you met her at Shine last fall. She's a medical doctor, East Indian. She was there with her husband, very sweet couple. And she joined then but couldn't really start, and she's getting started now. So I wanted everybody to meet her. So she said she'll be listening in the car because she can't be on to talk. And where's Allison? Somebody came in as backup. Who came in as backup?
That's me. It's Steph. I tried for 10 minutes to get my pin to work. I don't know what's wrong with me.
But you're also in as Steph. How bizarre. I see you twice,
yeah,
then.
Okay, yeah. I've been trying to lead lots of cool things, so maybe that's not me.
That's me. Okay, is that Lisa? Who is it? Is that Chet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the car.
Yes. I understand. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't get a backup pin yet, so I just used.
You didn't get your
pin? I didn't
have
my own pin. My pin.
Oh my
goodness.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure Lynn knows that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I texted Lynn. She said for now you can use the backup, and then I'll figure it out. So.
Okay, yeah, so we'll make sure you get added. Are you in a position where you could talk and introduce yourself? I know you said you were only going to be able to listen, but if you have time right now, I would love to.
Yeah, I'm actually in the car, and so it's at least I'd come in and listen. I don't know how much I can participate for this time, but I just didn't want to miss it. So.
Oh, I'm so glad. And you and I have a talk, I think, tomorrow or this week?
Tomorrow.
Okay, great. Super, I can't wait. Can't wait to do that. So tell everybody a little bit about you, like where you're from and what your goals are and what prompted you to join, and then we can, so we get to know you a little bit.
Absolutely. I'm actually new to this world, so I'm kind of like a beginner. I mean, way beginner. So I have so much to learn. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, and I'm a family practitioner in a traditional setting. It's my husband who's an internist. I think some of them, like Allison, Seth, I can't remember who else I met the last time when I came in for a Shine concert. And, you know, my goals are basically trying to figure out how I can, you know, we want to really create an integrated practice so that I can actually incorporate, you know, kind of help my patients heal them more than just fix, you know, just kind of what they do otherwise in traditional medicine. Exactly.
Right.
So, and I looked a lot around and, you know, Institute of Functional Medicine and all of that, but somehow it didn't click. So I started actually listening to your, Vibrant Living. Yeah, and then I became a member of that for a few months. It didn't take long after I started hearing the programs, and I said, oh, very good. This is the one for me.
Aww.
So I was excited. Of course, I had to come to the Shine conference to kind of figure out, and that was it. And, you know, of course, my plate is so full, like, it's unbelievable, but I said I have to do this. So it's exciting, very exciting. And I love, you know, the core group of people. And I was very impressed by you, Dr. Lady Marie. And I think you have a lot to offer, and you probably have done it already. But we will figure out what we can do in our community here. We want to do a lot. And I think, you know, we have humongous vision. We even want to set up like a wellness center eventually where it's going to be like a retreat place, and people are going to come, you know, leave the place completely healed. So we'll see.
Nice.
So that's the vision. We speak about every day. So
Great.
You're probably going to be definitely involved in it. So it's all like a big vision. So it's exciting. So keep those juiced up every day. Energized.
Yeah. You know, it's great that you say that because, you know, the fact that you're connecting to that vision every day and it keeps you juiced, that's a model for what we have to get our patients to do in order for them to stick with what they need to do. Because it's not easy, right? It's not easy to create this practice. It's not easy for them to change their lifestyle. But the vision keeps you going, you know? So keep connecting with it. And I'm going to help you to create some measurable, manageable goals from that vision, so that you can step by step get there, because we all have that. I want to do everything. I want to do this and that. And if you try to do everything, you get overwhelmed and you have to just figure out what's the next thing, the next thing. So we'll get together tomorrow. Make sure that you've completed that sheet. Hopefully you got access to that. Good. You've completed that. And make sure you get it back to me before the end of the day so that I can review it.
I only did.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Yeah. I only did it all the weekend, and I think we got email back to that. It was thank you for submitting the questionnaire. So
okay, great.
Perfect. You should have it. Yeah,
good. I'll study that before our call, and I might send you a couple of things to have handy during the call. And if there's any way we can do a screen share, like do it on Skype or something like that, we'll do it so that we can build like your, we're going to build your little vision, like take your vision out of your head and put it on paper in terms of practical
paper
approaches.
Thank you.
And so on the call, I'm going to mute you, Chet, because you do have a lot of car noise in your background, so I'll just put you on mute. And then if you do want to say something, you can always open your line by raising your hand, and that would be like any number from 1 to 5 on your keypad. You just press it, and that'll let me know you want to speak.
Awesome.
Okay?
Yeah,
great.
That's fine.
Thank you. All right. Oh, yeah, that's better. All right, so I don't see Allison, and I just spoke to Allison yesterday, and I thought she said she was going to be trying to, but Skype too big for work. Computer. You got in. Yay. Okay, great. I'm so glad. So you just missed meeting Chet, so I would highly recommend you listen to the recording, at least the beginning. Chet is our member. You met her at Shine, right? She's an MD from the D.C. area, so yay. All right, so the way these calls run, I'll just review that for everybody so that Chet gets it, is we start with a success. We just do a quick one through what's one success, because it keeps us on and up, and then we go back through in the same order, and then we'll go through what some challenges and what do we want to talk about. And they usually have a timer so that we don't go over. Usually we're just fine, and we just tone in and support each other. So let's start with Jane. And I've got your line open. I've got everybody's lines open, so if you feel, you know, if there's a lawnmower in the background or a dog barking, just go ahead and hit your mute. It's much easier for you to unmute yourself and say something than for me to have to unmute you, because it just gets to be more interactive that way. So we'll start with Jane. What's a success?
Hi.
Hi.
A success. Gosh, I have lots of little successes because I have so many things to do as I get ready for this campaign. So I actually just completed the first draft of my sell page, so that was huge. That's a huge success.
It's huge,
Yeah.
All right.
So
congratulations.
I think that was probably the biggest one.
Good. So. Great. Okay, we'll come back around and we'll work out some, you know, some challenges or whatever. Now, I don't like to call them challenges necessarily, but things to work on. And I'm writing these down so I remember. Okay, so next we have Steph.
Hey. Yeah, so I guess, having my computer back, I've been getting a lot done. Like, I'm feeling really good about stuff. I rewrote and re-recorded 4 modules for functional probiotics yesterday. Like, I'm in like a super productive mode. Like, I'm like just recreating everything and just getting everything
like, it's, I don't know, like, new business, new computer, I feel good.
That's Yay! Awesome. That's a big one. And recreating four modules is huge.
And recording them in a day. I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
Can you come over and record some of mine then? Okay. That's awesome. One of these days I'll have to say, that's awesome.
You are productive.
So, Diane.
Hi. Yeah, we're kind of like Jane. We've gotten a lot of little things done that all go together. We have our tentative launch calendar scheduled, and Deb and I discussed back and forth the main points we want to have for the webinar. We've got like our three bullet points and then our little bonus extra. And we've also put together, and I'm going to post it in the group as soon as it's actually live, we've got our ebook sales page ready. We just need to shoot the video because to make it not look ridiculous, we had to buy a cart, you know, portable cart island for the kitchen. And then it came unassembled. It didn't say it was unassembled, but we had to hire somebody to put it together. So the video has been delayed, but the latest will be this weekend. We're going to hope to get a shot before that. So
Woo-hoo!
This weekend or next
progress.
Week. Yeah, hopefully we'll have the link ready that we can, you know, have you guys look at the sales page and see what you think. So
cool. This is awesome. And, you know, it's interesting that all of you are deciding to launch at the same time. You know, it's like, oh, wow, Allison yesterday, oh, let's do it in September. Like, honey, I can't do it with you. I got Jane and Diane. And then, Steph, you're doing something. I think we said November, but we have to reconfirm our dates. But I have both Jane and Diane on the calendar. Well, no, Jane, I didn't have you, your specifics, so you need to make sure you get the specific dates, I think, for the preview call, if you want me to be on it and promote it. Anyway, we'll do that when we come around to you. So, Lisa. Oh, you're ready.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
Well, nice to hear everybody. Well, a lot has been going on. I don't know when we last chatted, but it feels like an eternity. We have scheduled a launch for my weight loss thing in January. Because of all the launches that you have going on with everybody and your own things and joint venture you have with Ocean Robbins, so I'm happy to do January. And, everything is, I mean, I'm really booked up at the moment with this new contract, with these new people that I'm working with. They threw a lot of clients at me at one time, so I was getting to learn their process quickly. So that's been fun. And, that's it, basically.
Fantastic.
Oh, I have the program, my program outline done. I haven't done the, you know, content yet, but at least the outline for the program for January is done. So.
Very good. That's way in advance. So, you know, the program hasn't started yet, and if you have the outline done, you don't expect to have the program done. Jeff and I both know we kind of create it as we go. That's fantastic to have the outline now. Fantastic. And that'll help you to create a sales page. So, you know, I used to wait till the last minute to create a sales page. So creating a sales page early on really helps to guide everything that you do in the launch. So I think it's great that you guys have the sales pages closed. And that's what I would encourage you to do if you have the outline of the program, is to start really thinking about the sales page.
Okay.
And then there's one resource. So after Allison goes with her success, I want to share a resource that both Allison and Diane are using to help you create those. So, Allison, you're open.
Hello there. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Good, because I found the mute button on this phone, so I've unmuted myself. I think my greatest success really is creating a video sales letter, and I use the software that you are going to talk about, which is FunnelScript, so it's interesting that Diane dipped into it too. I thought it would come out too salesy, but as I said to Rita Marie yesterday, I know that I need to be more salesy than I am and less hesitant, and so even my daughter liked the Pajosa Alveta as a first draft. So the final scripts is really great. It helps you to write your autoresponders, your webinar, your sales letter, the video sales letter, the, yeah, there's just tons of stuff. It takes a bit of time to get your head around it, as with everything, but there we go. So that's me. Looking forward to launching my menopause course in October.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you. And you just saved me some time. So it's Funnel Scripts, and it basically, you fill out a questionnaire that has like 50-something questions about, it really gets you thinking about the pain points, what the program's going to do and all, and then it will generate for you, if you want to do an opt-in for a video, that'll give you or a preview call, it'll generate a sales page. And of course, it's going to need tweaking, but it's always easier to start with that basic framework, so it includes the right order in that, and it might be overly salesy, but you tone it down. But if you wrote it on your own, you might be underly salesy and just like say, oh, please buy my program, thank you. You know what I mean? So it really gives you a framework of the sections that you need and some of the language you can do. They pull it out. They just ask you questions and they pull out what feels like, you know, your pain points and words. So it's just a nice little thing. Funnel Scripts, if you want it. Diane signed up for it when she was at my house for her VIP day, and I went running down the stairs to her sister Deb, who's her business partner and the techie person. I said, Deb, you gotta watch this, and we watched it together, and we both like immediately signed up for it, you know, when they do those special offers. But it seems to be really good, especially if you don't have a lot of experience and you don't have old sales pages to take from and use the format and work through. So let's go back through. Thank you for sharing, everybody. Yay! And I want to just celebrate each other. So let's just do a 1, 2, 3 congratulations or whatever word of appreciation you want to say, because I think all of you have done a lot. You're just like, whoa, all of the stuff that you've been like kind of working on behind the scenes is starting to really come to fruition. So 1, 2, 3. Yay!
Woo!
Everyone!
Yay! Woo! Woo!
We're doing it.
Yay!
Yay! Change in the world. And Chet, you'll be there. You'll be there soon if that's what your vision is. So, you know, we'll just see what yours is, and you'll be sharing your successes very soon. So let's go through. I'm going to set the timer for each person. I usually do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me just set the timer. Yeah, so if I set it for not 5 hours, no, I don't think so. Someday we'll have a meeting where everybody gets an hour at 5 hours. All right. Okay, so I'm going to go start. Okay, so Jane, you want to start? How can we support you today?
Okay, well, first of all, what was that resource that you were just talking about?
It's called Funnel Scripts, and it's from the same makers of
Funnel Script.
It's the ClickFunnels combined with some guy that was doing, you know, some copywriting stuff. And it basically does a lot of your copywriting for you. And I'm thinking about dumping my copywriting people who I spend a lot of money on every month and just going with that, because I end up having to tweak their stuff. And I don't have to pay a whole lot of money to funnel scripts to have to tweak it. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Great.
I just missed the name.
Sure.
Support. So, I don't know, just encouragement that I can actually get this stuff done. I mean, I'm like looking at this going, how am I going to finish all this? I got a little hung up on the branding process, just because it took a little bit longer and my graphic designer didn't really work out. So I panicked. So I'm kind of in panic mode, and I'm like, okay, just ignore it and move on, and let me just get some of my other projects done until I find somebody else to help me.
Well, I can give you a resource. We have somebody that we found through 99 Design. So one resource is 99 Design. So you tell them what you want, like we've done banners and logos, and then if you don't like what they do, you don't have to pay them, but you get a lot of stuff. But we found one designer that stood out after several of those bid things. We found one designer. Her name is Victoria. So if anybody in this group wants that list, I can post her name and email address into chat. And she designed all the INE stuff, all the logos for all the different sub-programs in there. So, you know, if that appeals to you, then, and she's very good at hearing what you want and then adapting to it. A lot of the other designers, you go back and forth 15 times and you still don't have anything you like. With her, it's very quick and easy, and we've really enjoyed working with her.
Good, good. I just want to make sure that I need a graphic person, a good visual person that's, you know, also artistic and understands colors and what colors mean on the sites too. So,
yes.
Anyway.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. So you can always chat with her and figure out if it's
yep.
a good match. Yep.
Great.
Good.
Thank you. I sent a draft of my sales page. I sent it to your coaching email because I can't, for some reason I can't upload anything on the VIP chat right now. I sent a tech note just to let them know.
Good.
I'm not sure why, but when you get to it, we don't need to go through it, but when you get a moment, if you can just kind of jot some notes on it and send that back to me, that would be really
helpful. Absolutely. So you did it over the last 2 days, so I know, because I came
back
to it.
I just finished it this
morning. Okay, this morning. Yeah, that's why I didn't see it. Okay, good. I will look at that. Yep, absolutely.
That would be very helpful. Any help right now? Boy, I'm just learning new terms every day.
Whoops.
We need a page of terms for the internet. Somebody will say, well, it was funny with the graphic designer. They're like, she's like, well, what do you need? I said, a website, you know, and then there's all, you know, kinds of different stuff in it, you know, and there's all these terms. And I'm like, I don't know what I need. I need a look and a feel.
Yeah.
What's the definition for that?
Website, right? You need if you need like a banner that goes across the top, or you need a logo, you need.
No, the other little thing, like you know, somebody sent me, you know, this proposal, right? And they're like, and they put in there Favicon. I'm like, what is a Favicon? You know?
Oh my god!
I feel so stupid.
Yeah, oh no, it's like a new language, and sometimes we were having this conversation over the weekend, and I'm having this conversation with somebody who was also, you know, very much into all this stuff and had been doing it for years, and I said, I just looked up and I saw these other faces, and I said, to them, they're wondering, it doesn't sound like Greek, it doesn't sound like Italian, I wonder what language they're speaking, because there are a lot of terms, and you start to get familiar with them, and you start to use them, and then there's still terms that people use, and I'm like, what the heck does that mean, right? So it's just, it is a new vocabulary. Yeah, so I don't think it's a website you're looking for. I think it sounds more like you're looking for, like, the banner to go across the top of the website, right? Or the little logo piece.
I'm looking for the brand. Yeah, I'm looking for, I did my whole branding. Okay, so now I'm looking for the look behind the branding. I'm looking for the mood board and the color palette, you know, the logo design. The logo's done, so that's not an issue.
Okay.
So that's done, and I have the branding done. All I need is somebody to take my branding, take my logo, and make something pretty. Because what ended up happening is that I did all the work for the graphic designer. what colors do you want with this? And I'm like, well, this is the mood I want. And I literally did all the homework. I did all the background information on coloring and everything. And I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. There's got to be somebody out there that knows this already that I don't have to tell. So anyway, that's
I'll give you
a lot of time on that.
Let's see. I just asked Stacey if she's loaded up for me. So when she responds, I'll just hand it.
I reached out to a couple of people who I knew had, and I have a couple of different resources now that I'm going to reach out to. So, but it was, there's something about, you know, we're all about foundation, right? And this is really important. This foundation was really important to me. Like if the website and the sales pages and whatnot don't convey the feeling that I want to, I'm not going to feel good about the whole project. It doesn't matter what I put in the content.
Yeah, I hear you.
Anyway.
No, and it's important because you know, at times and I look back at some of the stuff I created longer, I'm like, I don't even like that look anymore. And we're thinking about rebranding. And if you can get it right from the beginning, if you know what you're doing at the beginning, you don't waste a lot of money, which is, because it could be a lot of money to rebrand. So really feel good about it.
Yeah.
And do it from the start. But on the other hand, I don't want branding to hold you back, right? So there's this catch 22 here. You don't want to not move forward because you don't have the brand. So you just kind of go with finding something that works and that you feel really good about and then go with it. And if you don't have anything, then start with nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm set to this deadline. So speaking of deadlines, so I think we had talked about, you wanted a date. I think the webinar we had talked about was October 4th, if that still works.
October 4th, okay. That's what I was thinking, actually, and I didn't see it on my calendar. So let me see. October 4th, and what time did we say? The evening, right? 7:30 or something?
Evening. Yeah. When do they usually do it? Do you do it 7 or 7:30?
It's up to you. You know, what do you think? 7 or 7:30 works. People do them at all different times. I usually do 7:30 because it usually gives me more of a break between my all-day stuff and then my webinar, so I get a little half hour sleep. So tentative.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. I set it for 7:30.
Yeah, so then we may want to revisit it, Allison, and move yours out a week so we don't have two in the same week. Because I just talked to Allison, and we said tentative on the 5th. So it would be better if we did hers a week later. We'll figure that out, and I'll talk to Allison when I talk to her.
This is my last opportunity. I only have this 1 week, and I don't want to, I can't move it back a week because of Shine. I don't think we want people flushing at Shine in the hotel room.
No, I don't think so.
The one thing though, what was really nice in the last couple of days was that my team, my other two coaches, really stepped up to the plate for me. So they're like, please. Send me this information. We'll look it over. Let me know when you need it back. And they've been, like, completely and totally supportive. And, boy, that has just dropped a lot of the anxiety and the fear and everything over this because I really feel supported. And that has made a huge difference.
Awesome. Yes. Having support is super important.
That's all I have.
Fantastic. Well, great. I'm so excited that it's moving forward. I can't wait to do this webinar with you and introduce you to everybody. Whew. All right. So let me just put your timer. Six. I hate that the iPhone shuts up. Perfect. You were within 40 seconds, so cancel. Okay. I'm going to start again, and we're going to go to – and give me 1 second before I start anybody's. I've got the okay, I'm giving you Victoria's. She had two emails for her, so I'm giving you both, and I just posted it in the NEPA Facebook group. Okay, so let me start it. Okay. Who's next? We have Steph. Oh, backup. Okay, so that Chet had her hand up. Hey, Chet.
Yes.
Did you put your hand up? Did you press 5?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Put your hand down. Sometimes it's like the ear hits it. Sometimes I'll be talking on these calls and suddenly my hand's up, so I have no idea how it works. So next we have Steph. Hi, Steph.
Hey, hello. Hi.
Hey.
So I have a couple things that I would really like input from this group.
Great.
but the first, no, I'll clear my dates with you later. That's super boring.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. yeah. So this program writing retreat, the place that I had booked, fell through. As people changed their mind and want to do something different with their place. So that's fine. So I'm doing something different with plan. So I think I'm going to have the live event or the live streamed event in the middle of winter, so like the beginning of January type thing. And beforehand, I'm going to just release the content, you know, in video format for people to, a video and audio for people to get started doing the work ahead of time.
Okay.
On their program writing. And so
you're going to do it as a live stream rather than a live. Is that right?
Oh, it's live. It's live. So, but the thing is, I'm going to do it here. So I can control the environment. I've got all my pens. I've got like a big space for people to stretch out and have their own table to write on. And so I'm going to do it here.
Are you going to do it at your home or someplace local that you, yeah.
Yeah, in my home. Yeah. Well, it's
okay,
my home,
perfect.
My studio space. But yeah, so I'm going to do it that way. But so if people can't come, I will live stream it. I've decided. But yeah, so the people is health experts. How does health experts sound? For my audience.
So I think it sounds good. My only issue would be if you're looking at different levels, if you're looking at people who already feel like they call themselves an expert, the only issue with that is expert. A lot of people shy from that word because of lack of confidence and they don't consider themselves an expert even though they have expertise in an area. That's my only concern with that word, and I would love to hear input from the rest of the group on that.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody else have thoughts on that?
Yeah. Anybody else?
Cricket. Okay. I'm not
what is
the
program?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a program in a nutshell, it's a program to help people who are health professionals who want to get a program together, have no idea. They keep learning about, you know, this program, and she's going to actually help them create their content.
And then help people create an online program. Yeah.
Yep.
For themselves. And we're going to write it together at the retreat. Yeah.
So this is already okay to actually do this program.
Whoops. Go ahead, Jane, and then I think I heard Diane. So Jane and then Diane.
So you're running a retreat to actually do this program? It's not an online program.
Both. It'll be both. Just because I had to delay it so far. I'm going to do it in, like, January, and I think that gives me enough time.
Okay.
Like, it's easy content for me to deliver on a video and just do it.
Okay. So this is a title for – this is a what this is the title of the program?
This is more like who's
the
audience,
people.
Like the people she wants to attract.
Oh, okay, okay. Sorry, thank you.
Right.
Let me think
so
about that.
If she says health experts, you know, a lot of people, like all of you, I would consider health experts, but some of you may say, oh, I'm not an expert. I just know something about something.
Oh, you guys are total experts, so I just figured.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So does that word say, oh, that's not for me, that's for somebody who's more advanced than me? Like, that's what I don't want people saying, right? So in this situation, you guys are all what I would consider experts. If you saw this program and it says, health experts, attention, I'm going to help you. We're going to create this thing, and we're going to actually create your online program from here. You've been trying for years to get it together, jealous of everybody else who has online programs, and you want to get your expertise out there. Come join. I'm making this up. This may not be your words, but
yeah.
Come join us, and you're actually going to get it done from from somebody who's got this degree in curriculum design and has designed several very successful online programs. So would
how
you
professional?
Professional, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, that was my other option. Yeah.
And you could use the word expertise.
Expert or professional.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if the word, would the word expert push somebody away who is lacking confidence that says, oh, I'm not an expert, I just know a little bit about this thing and I want to write a program about it? Or would it just be everybody would step up to the plate and say, oh, yeah, I'm a health expert and I want to get my program done, let me come?
I super hate this one, but everyone keeps telling me to use it. Holistic practitioners.
I know. I hated it for years, and then I started using it, and people would, like, come in droves when I used it. So,
Well, it depends on the audience. Like, if you just want holistic practitioners, that's what you'll get. But if you want an abundance of health professionals, that's going to broaden your market a little bit more.
Right. But does she want people who are like, if somebody says, well, you know, I have this great expertise in how to use XYZ drug and surgery to solve this problem, and I want everybody to know, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you want to narrow it to people who are more aligned, you know, with what, with our values for health? So, you know, it's tricky, but and you want this for, like, the attention health, XYZ, attention health experts, or this is for health experts who, I mean, does it need to be a term like that in the context you're using it, or can you just describe the ideal audience?
Yeah, I could just use a picture. I mean, I could just use a picture, and I could just do a Facebook ad with a picture, and it would be obvious who it's for, I think. But then again, I don't know. Like, it's just to get them to the original funnel where they get the gifts and get to know why they need to make a program.
Yeah, so it may not be, they may not know they're an expert yet. That's my, right? So your funnel could show them, oh, maybe I am an expert. But if you just use that word, right?
Well,
oh, wait, I do have this expertise. Because you can use your funnel to say everybody has this hidden expertise in them and you're not getting it out. What's that secret sauce that you're using in your practice that gets results that you want to share with your clients on a, in a larger scale way and get away from the one-to-one face-to-face model of practice and not get away from it necessarily, but, you know, to expand your reach and expand your income potential and create multiple streams of income. That's a common, you know, desirable term, that sort of thing, right? So you would basically take them, you're taking people who have this expertise. They may not know they want to create a program yet, but they've seen it and go, wow, you know, all these people have these great programs, and you're bringing out that spark that says, wait a minute, I have this special thing over here. Wouldn't it be nice if I could teach it instead of to one-on-one or to five people in my office, if I could teach it worldwide online?
I like this. So they don't even know they want to have a program.
Okay.
There's people who
may not. Exactly. Exactly. So you've got two people. And, you know, with Facebook ads, of course, you can do two different ads, right? So that's the beauty of it. You can have two different landing pages. You duplicate it once it's done, and then you have one that is really for the people who already know that they're looking for it. But you've done Talon Rush's stuff, right? She said about 3%, whatever it is, real small amount, actually already know that they want and need what you have. And then you want to target to those, whatever she calls it, the 67%, because 30% are just not, you know, ever going to go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So education-based marketing about why having an online program is important.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what the hell are you going to do now that you think it's important? You have no idea where to start. And then the other people are, or you've already seen it, you see other people doing it, you want to start it, you even tried starting it for yourself. You don't have a clue where to begin or how to do it. This is for you.
Right. Yeah. Got it.
And Diane was trying to say something. Did that all help? Yeah, Diane was trying to say something.
Yeah. I don't know if this is kind of obvious or not, but maybe the specific terminology doesn't matter all that much, because would anybody actually even be looking for a program like that if they didn't think they were reasonably knowledgeable enough to be wanting to put together a program in the first place?
Right.
Yes. Mm, yeah, the essay is right. The thing is, they don't know. A lot of them don't know.
Yeah. The whole thing is based
on... Yeah, but if they don't know, they wouldn't be looking for that kind of program in the first place, so they're not going to find you.
No, but they
won't. So,
they won't,
you know...
Yeah,
but it's what are they looking for, right?
That's the whole premise.
That's the whole premise, right? We don't want to just limit to the people who are looking for this particular solution. We want to present what's the problem. And this is true of all of our stuff. For you, not necessarily everybody's looking for how do I do this gluten-free, right? We talked about how you're going to have education about, like, oh, well, maybe I need to go gluten-free, right? So they didn't start out knowing that they needed to go gluten-free, but now they're thinking. Same thing with Steph. It's like, I just know I have this expertise and I'm really limited seeing these one-on-one people and I'm saying the same bloody thing over and over and over again and I'm tired of it and, you know, all these other things that would make them go, wow, an online program. What a great idea. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the way experts or professionals.
Yeah.
Or,
okay, then they probably do consider themselves to be experts.
Yeah. Well, if I said to you, hey, attention health expert, and you know, maybe now you would call yourself, would you say, oh yeah, I'm a health expert? Would you have said that a year ago?
Yeah.
Not a year ago, no.
Okay, got it. But a year ago, you would be a good candidate for this if you knew enough, right? Or a few months ago. It wasn't until recently that you go, oh, I do have all this expertise. Oh, I have this certification in this and that and the other thing. But a lot of people, I mean, holistic practitioners are notoriously humble, right?
Yeah.
And don't see their expertise as anything special,
yeah.
Right? So I would say the goal of Steph's marketing is not to just focus on those small group of people that already know that they want to have an online program. It's to open up the possibility of how they can get their passion and their message and their expertise out there through an online program. So it's convince them that they need it. Not convince them, but get them, introduce it to them. Now, the people that already know they need it, they'll be attracted too, right? So there's the people that already know it. But according to some of the stats that Callan Rush talks about, it's like really only 3% of your audience is actively looking for solutions. So for Jane, liver gallbladder cleanse. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people that know about that and they're looking for it. And they're going, yeah, liver gallbladder cleanse. But her campaign has to catch the people who don't know that that's what they need. They just know they have that XYZ particular problem, bloating, you know, skin problems, whatever. Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And this is a great discussion, Seth, because this helps everybody to really see their thing. Weight loss, that's usually an obvious. You know, people are either looking for weight loss or not. It's obvious to them that they need it or not, right? But hormone balance, thyroid balance. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like that's what people notice, but then the reason behind the weight loss might be thyroid or it might be gluten or it might be like gut
bugs.
Exactly. You know, which is
what
I went for last year. Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
I just saw a really great marketing campaign. I don't know who it was, and I thought that was so clever that they actually said, make money telling your story.
Oh, was that Ted McGrath?
It was something to that line. I don't know who that was. I think it was probably on Facebook, and I thought it was so clever to make people think differently.
Yeah.
Because a lot of holistic practitioners, we got into it because of our own health issues.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for all of you that are doing your programs, make sure that that's something you're building in. I tend to be like, oh, yeah, this is my story. Boom, boom, boom. Let's get to the heart of it. Let's look at biochemistry. But you really got to get people in, and their heartstrings are tugged. And you may notice that I do more and more with that, and I try to weave it throughout because I don't want to, get people going, oh, rah, rah, she's just tooting her own horn. But when they hear your story and they relate to it, they go, holy cow, look at what she's been through, and look, she's on the other side of it. I can do this too.
Yeah.
And, Steph,
I
just want to make sure you know the story for you in this program is not your health story. It's your health practitioner story, right, of how I was doing this stuff and I know I'm doing it, and now I'm doing online programs, and look at all these people I'm reaching.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I got that. So I'm wondering, what should I call the live event? Is there anybody with, like, a brilliant naming? You guys are brilliant at naming. You guys are good at this. What should I call this live event?
I don't have it off the top of my head, but I would make a list and post it on our group of all the benefits. What's all the stuff that they're going to get from being there? And then as you make all that, like a brainstorm, one of them is going to stand out. Like I accidentally came up for a rebranding name for my blood sugar balancing, which is going to be rebranded, and you'll find out about it soon. And it happened in a conversation. And I was like, I'm trying to come up with this name for it. And I made this comment, and I went, oh, I got goosebumps. I went, oh, my God, that's the name. So just brainstorm all the different benefits and all the different things and why your thing is different. And just write lots of words. You're welcome to put them in a PDF and post it on the group so we could stare at them, and something may pop.
Awesome. I will.
And there's a book. Okay, benefits. Okay, let me just tell you, there's a book for all of you, and it's called it's a really cute name, and it's all about how to go through and name things. It has a really cute name. It has to do with a yoga meditation and the Zen. I'll find the book and I will post that, because it has all kinds of techniques for helping you to name, you know, different things, to come up with names for programs and books and whatever else. Okay. And you had one more thing, and then we'll.
Okay. The benefits, and maybe I should post this as well instead of doing it here, because I'm just having trouble really articulating what the benefits are of having an online program.
Multiple streams of income. Increase your reach. Freeing your time up, eventually, not initially. But reaching more people, more transformations, definitely increased income.
Work smarter, not harder.
Ooh, I love it, Jane.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. Yeah. You know, for those of us who've, you know, done, I'll think about what I would think. There's a lot of other benefits probably, but for me, the biggest one is reach more people, like really get your message out there, in a large way. And of course, increase income for sure. And eventually it could become a passive stream. It's not at the beginning, and don't, you know, deceive people like a lot of people do into thinking, come on in and learn how to make passive income. But once you do it a few times and you get a funnel in place, you can actually start to create passive income from it.
Yeah.
Or less than active, less active income, I'd like to call it. There's no such thing as
okay.
Passive.
You've helped me find a lot of clarity here. Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
so much.
Good. Yeah, I'm excited about what you're doing, and I know a lot of people who would be benefited from it, so I'll post it in all my different mastermind groups.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so Diane, then Lisa, then Allison. So Diane, go for it.
Okay, simple question, as always, something technical related. Does anyone have a good recommendation for a transcription service?
Rev.com, hands down, best of anything we've ever tried, and we've tried dozens. Rev.com.
Okay, Rev.com. Okay.
They do a lot of health-related stuff, so they're the best at the terminology. They don't make tons of mistakes. They make very few. Best we've ever tried. We've had really botched up transcripts. Anybody else? Steph, do you have a specific?
Okay, that's great. And
I use Dragon Dictation. Which will do, like, if you have a video or an audio file, it will transcribe from it. I found it to be pretty much as accurate as a human being for some of this stuff. Like, people just, and machines don't seem to understand a lot of the words that I use. But you have to go in and, like, edit. Like, there's nothing I've found that you can't
that you have to, that you just have to edit everything.
With Rev, we're pretty, they're good enough that I will go in and look to see where they tell me that they couldn't understand audibles, and maybe they have, some of them they don't have any, some of them one or two, and then we just put it up. We spent a fortune in the editing after. We go, oh, this is a cheap transcription service. Let's use them. And then we'd spend all that and, like, triple what we would have spent for a good transcription service. So I would say try them both. I've tried the Dragon, and it was a little – but try it, because I haven't tried it recently, and they may be good. Try that. That's easy. And then try Rev and send them both the same transcript, so it's a good investment, and then you see which comes back and how they come back. And make it short. Don't make it a whole hour. Make it like a, you know, 15-minute little segment, you know, and have them do it. Have them both do the exact same one, though. I did one person, I looked at it and I'm like, what language is this written in? I didn't understand a word I had said. So you got to be careful. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And, and I'll work on brainstorming names for you, Steph. I think I misunderstood the purpose of the audience you were trying to reach. So, but yeah, I'll definitely try to brainstorm some names and stuff.
Good. So,
anything else, Diane?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You're good. Okay. And you're coming along with all your stuff.
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Yeah, I made a point of asking Deb before the call. I was like, is there anything that we need to really focus and add on? And that was like the first thing that popped into her head. So we have a lot of the stuff already, you know, because the launch is coming up. So we've had to get a lot of the other stuff in place, and we've got like the shopping cart. We still need to set everything up, but, you know, we've got all those things in place, and, you know, so... But that was pretty much it. So
fantastic. Thank you. All right. So Lisa, you know, I just have to tell you what I'm feeling right now. I feel like a mom being out, like when my kids are like their first theatrical performance or something like that, where they've been training and getting support, and I'm just watching them going, oh my God, look at them. And that's how I'm feeling right now. You guys are amazing. Whew, I'm getting goosebumps. So Lisa.
Well, I have really been on full gas since April, and I'm behind on a lot of things in my home. And so I just want that I create some space for myself to tidy up my house, put things, closets in order and stuff like that before I go on to the next a new thing, you know, because it just things have gotten a little bit chaotic in my home. And I mean, the cleaning is done, and you know, the superficial things that a home needs are done, but really papers have to be filed and stuff like that, and I just really, really need to do that now. And I just have to, you know, build that in. I can't go on like this all the time because I have just piles everywhere. And I've had to get my groceries in because I didn't have time, so I ordered everything online. And, yeah, so now I think it takes a little bit of time to just take care of my home a bit and do some repairs and things that need to be done. Then I'd like to take a vacation, I think, sometime in October. I haven't had a vacation in 2 years, so I'd just like to put that intention out there. Yeah.
Come to... Come to Shine, and you can do a vacation in, you know, beautiful someplace over here. Like, you know, there's a lot of places we can recommend you to.
Yeah. Maybe that will work out. When is Shine exactly?
The 28th through the 30th of October.
Oh, yeah. 28th.
So before that, there's lots of cool places you could go. You could go to New England for the fall. You can come to Texas for the fall. There's no fall in Texas. It's still summer in October. But, yeah. Anyway. Lots of options. So, just putting that bug in your head.
Yeah, I will. Okay, that's good. No, I just been so single focused on everything, on the work and growing my business and doing, and there's a lot of other things didn't get done. So I need to kind of do that in this month, August. So yeah, that's basically where I am at. Nothing bad, you know, but I just have to. You know, there are other things that I have to do as well that have been neglected.
Right. Well, I know that feeling too. very much so. But I think you've made a lot of progress. Are there any things you're at where you need some support or guidance or, you know, second opinions or anything at all?
No, not right now, because I did the outline for the weight loss program, and we have the date, provisional date set up, and so I just thought it's a good time now before, you know, carrying on with other things, just to just kind of regroup and refocus.
Yeah, perfect.
You know,
perfect. Yeah, so if you know, if any of you like to get input from the rest of us, just post to the Facebook group. You know, if you have an outline and you want to get, you know, a second set of eyes on it, I think it's really great that we can support each other that way. So make sure that we take advantage of that, because, you know, you might be sitting in your room and you think it's great, and somebody has, like, one little tweak that makes all the difference in the world. Right?
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Great. Thank you, Lisa. Allison.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. I can, anyway. I'm going to turn you up just a tiny bit. You're on just a tiny bit. Up. There you go.
I've got to leave at 7 o'clock for even 4 minutes because they've got to shut up the surgery that I'm working at. What I'd like is sort of emotional support, really. I was quite emotional yesterday. I did have a first session with somebody who was, I was emotional in the morning when I had a meeting with my accountant, mainly because we were talking about the practice, I think, and, you know, tiredness as well, because I've not been getting to sleep at the time that I should. And we know how important that is. And I had an appointment yesterday afternoon with a lady who was on the Secret Millionaire in the past. So that was the result that she found me on Facebook, or we connected on Facebook before. But she didn't feel that she needed, she's got an underactive thyroid, she wants the investigations, but she doesn't really think she wants follow-up. So I've really got to get these strategy sessions, however you call them, nailed. And it's about really being sure of the value that I will give. And I've got one person who said, yes, she was really excited. She finally signed the agreement 2 weeks later because I wasn't assertive enough or, you know, switched on enough. And she still hasn't paid. So I've got to follow that one up, really. I probably just need to ring her and say, look, I know you gave me your credit card, but that was only for the supplements. That wasn't for this payment. You need to click on the PayPal button on the invoice.
Well, wait a minute. If she gave you a credit card, or maybe a slightly different approach. She might give you a credit card for other stuff. You can't bill it. No, you can't bill it. But you can call her up and say, hey, I still haven't gotten your payment. So would it be easier if we just go ahead and rebill that same credit card?
I can't take credit cards. It was costing me £20 a month. It was adding to my bankruptcy status last year. I just had to stop.
But you can do it through PayPal, right? She can do a credit card. Okay, got it. So she can do credit cards through PayPal, though. So there's a way to do credit when you go open their credit, the PayPal. Anyway, yeah, I would. If that won't work, then I would reach out to her for sure. And there might be a way for you to send her, instead of her having to click the link, when you go into PayPal, I think there's a way to say send an invoice to someone. And they just have to simply click, and then it pays it. So you request money from someone. So that might be an option to look at. Okay? Because then they can pay by credit card that way if they want to. Okay, sorry. I'm just trying to get rid of some of the obstacles here, because there's clearly something, there's something there, Allison. There's something in your energy field that's feeling maybe uncertain or unworthy. Did that ring a bell?
Yeah.
So what can you do to shift that energy?
Uh, get enough sleep.
Okay, that's one thing. What else?
Don't try to pick up the phone.
Say it again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just take the dog for a walk.
Take the dog for a walk? Yeah. But your energy around this. So what are you afraid will happen if you take these people on for a big chunk of money? For a longer program.
Well, it's this constant fear of failing them, and then I get complaints anyway because I do fail them.
Okay, so you're realizing what you're afraid of. Take a breath, Allison. Okay. I think we see you very differently than you see yourself. We see you as brilliant, huge heart, very capable, with a deep desire to help others. Okay? And when you get out of your way, the success is just going to come pouring in. But I'm perceiving that there's, I don't want to get all woo-woo on you, but I'm perceiving that there's this energetic block, this, like, you know, your vibration isn't resonating with that desire. Like Chet was saying at the beginning, right, they have this vision and this vision and this vision is staying with them all the time. And I'm not sure. Maybe you need to go back to that and just really get that vision. And when you're afraid to pick up the phone to talk to someone, that you go back to that vision. Well, this vision is more important than me feeling comfortable right now. I'm going to step outside of my comfort zone because this vision is more important. Do you have a vision?
Yes.
Specific, measurable, written down of what you, not necessarily measurable because visions aren't measurable, but a specific vision that's written down for what your ideal practice, if you want to call it that, is your ideal business, who you're helping, how you're feeling when you're helping it, how you're feeling in your life, the ease, the flow, because I don't see that. You've had such a stressful life with so much going on, and you need to get your presence resonating with that vision of ease and flow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I definitely need to redo that.
I would sit there with it and I would write it and I would make pictures of it. I would make a vision board and keep it handy. And yes, you're going to feel uncomfortable when you pick up the phone to follow up with someone. But when you start to get out of you and into them, and when you start to really feel, wow, what is all this stuff? I can support this person. Not what do they think of me? But, wow, I know what I have to offer this person. And I'm going to be really clear. I know what that person, what I want for that person. And whether it's me or someone else that gives it to them, I'm okay with that. But my goal is to get them connected with what they really want and the possibility they can have. And it's mostly going to naturally flow that once you get them connected there, that they're going to flow to you. But you've got to get out of you and into them. And I think this is my perception, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that when you're communicating with these folks, you've got this little fear voice going on inside me. I hope they like me. I hope they accept. I hope they take me on. I hope I can handle it. I hope I can help them. I'm not sure. Is that resonating at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that you need to work right now on some being pieces before you work on some doing pieces. And I know you're very, you know, into energy and spiritual minded, so you can connect with that, use that. Use your animal guides, your spirit guides, to just ask every moment for the grace and the confidence to do what you need to do, to say what you need to say, and allow for those words to flow through you.
Okay. So I need to do that and post it on the wall.
Yep. And have that vision on your wall. I have a little shelf that sits above a little credenza I have on my desk. And the books and books and books and books, all the left brain intellectual stuff. And at the very top, I have mermaids and fairies and pictures of ostriches and beaches and shells. And I can look at that, and those are all representative of my ideal, my life, the way I want my life to flow. And when I get caught up, instead of looking at what book do I need, I look up at that, and I breathe, and it shifts me. And I've done it enough that it now naturally just shifts me to look at it. So if you can create some anchors like that, that are always with you. And even, you know, if there's a stone that you carry in your pocket, ever since Shine last year, Scott carries these stones that I've given him in his pocket. And he, you know, when he's feeling stressed or whatever, he grabs his pocket because he knows it's there and he's used it as an anchor. And so some anchor, you know, in your setting where you are, but if you're moving around, you're in other offices, I know, you have something that's on your being. Or a pendant that you wear around your neck, or something that you can, when you start to feel that feeling come up, that you can anchor to and you can touch. And you can breathe. It'll remind you to breathe and connect. And just connect with people. You are, like when you come to our events, you're just like the biggest connector, the biggest heart, the biggest love. You're just, you know, you attract that. I want to see you doing that in those settings. That people feel like they feel you. They feel you, and they know that you can do this for them. Okay. Well, you go. Love you, and just sit with yourself. We all love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, bye. Allison. All right. Breaths. Okay. So anybody have anything to share about something there? Well, first of all, I want everybody to have a takeaway. Like, what are you going to do? You know, what's your next one thing you're going to do based on what we talked about today? I mean, I know you probably all have 5,000 of them, but like, what's one thing you want to commit to the group? And then what's one takeaway that you got from something somebody else shared? Jane, let's start there.
Sticking to one thing, I don't know. For me, my to-do is literally, you know, I'm going to go work on my program and not fret about the whole graphic thing. Yeah, I know it will come into place. You know, from somebody else, I mean, I think there just were a lot of resources for me today. They can also be squirrel moments, right, where I get distracted. So focus is really key for me, and just staying focused. So,
yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Do you have a vision that you have that you know, I think you do. I think we've talked about that, but I don't know if you revisited or have a way to anchor yourself to it. So if not, that's a good way to do it.
Oh, I do. Actually, in my branding process, it was actually phenomenal. I probably should send you that. I think I posted on Facebook, I think. I think I posted a bunch of stuff, and it actually, when I look at my business and I look at my life, I always look at the Trinity. Because the Trinity to me means a lot of different things. It doesn't necessarily have a Christian meaning to me. For me, it has a universal meaning. And it can mean, the big thing that I got out of it is dependency, interdependency, and independent. and that we have to learn how to live in those three realms all the time. We're not, we're always dependent on the greater source and each other. We're interdependent because we need each other and need to exchange ideas. And we also have to hold our strong independence in staying powerful.
I love that. Wow. That gave me goosebumps. Yep. I love it. I love it. Because a lot of people think it's a sign of weakness to be dependent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. That's cool. Yeah. Whew. So, Steph, how about you? What's the takeaway? Anything in action?
So I'm going to re-listen to everything here, and I'm going to come up with some names. I'm going to post them on the group. I don't know. You know, I'm really feeling for Allison right now. I can't really think about my takeaway. I was looking like for her phone number, and I don't have it anymore. I just want to, like, give her a hug.
Yeah,
I know
too.
That's not what I'm supposed to say right now.
just text me, and I'll give you her number if you want to text her. If anybody does, I'll just,
she just doesn't know.
She doesn't see herself, right? She has no idea. And that once she does, no one else can help but see her. But when you hide behind not seeing yourself, it's really hard to come across in a way that people have the confidence that you can help them. But yeah, she's got so much to offer. Thank you. Thanks. Diane.
I think I need to spend some time really searching for my own strengths. Something Jane was just talking about resonated deeply with me just now, only I have to look at it kind of from the other side because, yes, absolutely, we do have to depend on others, but I couldn't really talk about it on the call because there were confidentiality issues involved. But I have had a lot going on. A lot of it has been personal with issues with old friends and a lot of negative energy. And there's, as I think probably all of you know at this point, there's negative family energy with, you know, extended family. But I've been in a lot of positions recently where I was supposed to be in a safe and supported environment, but I didn't always feel safe and supported. And it got me really thinking about depending too much on other people and really needing to tap into my own inner strength. That, yes, I absolutely agree. We do need to reach out to others, but I need to find out what's there for the times when I reach out and the people I think are going to be there aren't.
Yep.
I don't know if that makes sense, but it does to me. So
and I think it also makes sense to Jane's model, right? That's where the independence is. It's that you desire, it's not, you don't need the, that you don't create a situation where you need somebody else to behave in a certain way in order for you to be successful or happy or, you know, survive. But depending on others for that support, right? And I think that might be where that, right? So she didn't mention codependence. And a lot of times, instead of dependence, it's healthy dependence.
Yeah.
There's a codependence. And so that might be something that, you know, that you've experienced there. And it's a learning thing. But I think that her Trinity thing is brilliant because it encompasses all of that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're here to support you however you need.
Yeah, I think the difference is, this is a case. Yeah, this is a case, I think, where I need to stop giving my power away to other people. So, it's related and it's similar, and yes, it's more like what you're talking about, codependence versus you know, just, you know, depending on others when we actually really need them. So it's just given me a lot to think about. So thank you.
Good. And something you said gave me something I want to share with the group is that when we start to move out of the familiar, when we start to move into a realm where we have the confidence to do these amazing things that we're all stepping out to do, the people that we have been with for a while are going to feel threatened and are going to try to hold you back. Not all of them, and that's where you weed it out. But there's a lot of, like, extended family, et cetera. They think you're nuts. They think you're weird, right? And you've got to be able to break free from that and surround yourself like you guys are doing in this group with others who share that, who are not going to hold you back. We're going to kick you in the butt to push you forward. We're not going to pull you back, right? And that's what I think is really important. I think that's a pain point for so many people, entrepreneurs that I've spoken to in different avenues, but all in this kind of conscious business kind of thing. It's not like, you know, the tycoons and the ruthless ones, but I'm talking about people who really have a message and a gift to share to the world and are doing it. They're being pulled back. They can feel the strings being pulled back by others that say, oh, you're a naysayer. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't be successful at that. Don't go get a job, you know, that sort of stuff. And that's going to happen, and that's universal. So if it's happening to you and it's happening with extended family or old friends, they're feeling threatened because you're trying to step out of the way that they're still in. And that almost, they take it as you're rejecting that way or you're saying there's something wrong with what they're doing because people get very defensive. So if we can learn to, when we see people pulling us back, to come from a place of empathy, compassion, not empathy, but compassion for them, is like, not that we get drawn into what they're doing. It's like, wow, they're still stuck in this small mindset, this mindset of that doesn't involve infinite possibility, which we know exists. And just to feel, you know, maybe someday they'll get it. I'm just going to be my shining self around them and maybe it'll rub off. Because they do try to pull you back. And it's very common. I hear it over and over and over again. So thank you for bringing that one up.
Can I add a comment?
Sure.
Just really quickly, one thing actually I tell my husband, because he's had a lot of strife in his life, and what I say to him, you know, the universe, it's a balance, and it's about yin and yang, you know,
yep.
Good and bad, however you want to call it. And so what I say is when you get hit with something that hard, you're equal and opposite of your powerful. So I turn the story around to it's something that's not necessarily feels too good coming at you, but it just demonstrates the amount of power that you already have and that you already exude out into the universe, and it's just the equal and opposite.
I love that. Love it. Thank you. Okay. Lisa?
Well, I was also rather saddened by Allison's feelings, and I feel she's really sad, and
yeah.
I feel sad, and I sent her a message on Facebook, and it's hard to know how to help when somebody feels like that, but I also thought it's important to connect with my vision to keep me strong when I feel sad as well, because, you know, I start to doubt myself often, and especially when, you know, my launch was not like a major success or whatever from the point of view of having lots of people, and you start to think, well, maybe people don't want it or whatever, but anyway, just keep going. And so I'm going to write it down or put it somewhere like you have to remind me, because I remind my clients all the time about their vision. And and yesterday in my small group meeting with ERC members, I put down what they wanted in their, I have these action plans I sent, so based on what we talked about, and I just put that there so they remember what they want. And I thought I could do that for myself, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
It's easier to do it for somebody else. But
yeah.
but I think it's important because it, you know, it's like you were just saying with Diane, life kind of grinds you up sometimes, or people grind you up. And we're working in an area where it's very enlightened and supportive and all that, and we have our ups and downs too, but it's a sort of different mindset. But the not the real world, but the other world is very different. And when I collide with that sometimes, it's really hard. So yeah. It's just, yeah.
And it gets easier. I love the opposite, what Jane said about the equal and opposite. The stronger we get in our commitment and our belief of the rightness of what we're doing, then the stronger that force is to deflect those things that come. And it gets easier because it gets to the point where you don't attract it as much. I feel that way for me. Like, it's gotten to the point of not really feeling like I'm attracting that negative energy as much, whereas I feel like I used to bump up against it all the time. So,
I mean, I've changed my life a lot, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. I've changed my life a lot, and I have the people that were really, really, really negative and draining. I just had to remove them because in the end I couldn't change them. I just had to change my contact with them.
Right.
And there's just things you learn along the way, and I feel lighter and more energetic, you know, from as a result. Sometimes you just have to cut people out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just even if they're family, you know, it's just, or distance, let's put it like that.
Distance it. You're not cutting them out.
It's hard. It's really hard, but
Yeah. I don't interact with my sisters as much, and because of that, you know, because it's just constantly bringing it down. Not that I distance myself. I just don't engage in their banter when they get negative. I just don't even respond. So yeah, thank you for sharing. This has been kind of we went from very technical to very, you know, emotional and.
Emotional,
and it's all part of the same game, right? You have to have it all balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else that you wanted to add?
No, that's it. Thank you guys all for being here or being there. I don't know where to say being here, I guess.
We're all here, right? We're in this one space together right now. Yeah. Have any of you used Zoom as a conferencing service? And just curious how you would feel.
I love it.
I'm
using it.
You do? Yeah? So how would you feel if we were to do our calls on Zoom? You think? Yeah?
Yeah.
Because we're looking into it. Yes? Yes? Okay. Oh, good. I'm getting positive. I didn't, Okay.
Yeah.
So we want to try it on a smaller group, obviously, to start. But we're going to try it with our team meetings and try it with this because so many people are just loving it.
I love it.
Oh, good.
It's really, really easy, yeah.
Fantastic, and you get recordings.
And I bought I upgraded.
Yeah.
And you can do screen share and everything, so it's great.
All right, cool. I've been behind the times with my old technology. It's time to look into some new stuff. Okay, well, we'll be looking into it, and we'll let you know if we switch to the next call using it. And you can do it with one-on-ones as well as groups, so I think that's pretty cool. All right, everybody. Any last words, parting words before we say goodbye?
Bye,
everybody.
Thank you.
And if anybody wants to reach out privately to Allison, I think a private messaging would be a good way. Thank you, Lisa, for bringing that up.
Yeah. I posted something and told her she could PM me, and I'd be happy to give her either my phone number or my Skype name. So,
good. All right, wonderful. Love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.